All right. Ready to go to Arizona?
Indeed.
Getting close. Yeah, getting close. All right. What do we got going here?
Eric Rowe. What went into acquiring him, and obviously a guy that was picked right before Jordan last year. What did you see in Eric Rowe?
Eric played played safety and corner in college, so he's got some versatility. He's mainly played corner in this league. But has some length, could be. We'll see how it goes, but I think he's got some position versatility. Smart kid, got some length and has some speed.
Did he see a lot of that? Have a lot of responsibility, versatility last year in his four games, four starts, whatever?
Mainly a corner. He played a corner, yeah.
Bill, for his length, how rare is his quickness? It just looked like from the combine he had pretty good shuttle numbers.
I think athletically he's got a good skill set, and that gives him the versatility, at least in college, to play those two positions. I'm not saying he's going to do that for us or not do it. I mean, we'll see how it goes. I don't really know.
How does that process work? Do you start off, this week, even though you're busy in a game plan situation, do you try in both spots, try in one first to see if that's good, or what do you do there?
Yeah, try to get him ready for, obviously a smaller role this week. I don't think we get him ready to do everything, get him ready for a smaller role. But, between practice for the show team practice for the offense, we do a lot of working guys into different spots, tackle to end, corner to safety, vice versa, inside to outside linebacker, guard and tackle on the offensive line, things like that. So that gives us an opportunity to look at players at more than one spot when you include the practice plays.
What do you remember about when Philly came here last year? I think that was Rowe's first career start.
Bad day. It was a bad day for us. I remember that. Yeah. So, yeah, he was part of it.
Well, you mentioned can't get him ready for everything for this week, but how much do you feel like he might be able to contribute? Are there things in the defense where
it's not impossible to make?
Yeah. No. I mean, look, we brought in guys on shorter notice than this, but I'm going to just have to see how it goes. So, we had – we spent a lot of time meeting with them as the game plan goes through the week, early downs, third down, red area, special teams, just kind of, where we feel like the, what the right spot is, the sweet spot for this game, and then reevaluate next week. And I'm sure the game plan will be different and he'll have more under his belt and so forth. But, he's working hard to get everything, and even some things that he won't be doing, he's working hard to learn those. It's the same process we went through with Mingo last week. So, we went down this road quite a few times. It all depends on the player. It all depends on what the game plan is and what his role, just how it evolves. There's no real straight line formula on this.
Bill, along those lines, how do you know, when a guy is going to put in the type of work that Mingo did last week? How hard is it to gauge when you're evaluating a player?
You give him information and then you test him on it and you go out and practice it and see how he does with it. And it's one thing to get in a classroom. It's another thing to get it, to be able to recall it and give it back. It's another thing to be able to go out there and then be able to execute it, in a practice situation. And then in a game situation where you can't control what's going to happen, you can only practice it against so many things, and then the game might get a different look or a different something. And so, all those are part of the gauge, if you will. It's not perfect.
Bill, Jimmy said yesterday that things are running smoother now that just him and Jacoby taking snaps in practice. Would you agree?
I don't. That's his opinion.
What's your opinion?
Well, you asked him how he felt. That's how he feels.
So you feel things are running smoother when you've just got two quarterbacks?
You ask somebody for their opinion. That's their opinion. So I'm not going to disagree with Jimmy's opinion because that's how he feels. And he's entitled to feel however he does. So he answered your question. So I'm not going to tell you how somebody else feels. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Bill, yesterday Bruce Arians said that he's probably coached against your defenses maybe a dozen times in his career. Has he been consistent in the way he's called games, used his personnel, or have you noticed any variations through the years?
Well, Bruce has a pretty, I'd say, diversified attack. So they do a lot of things that they do consistently, did them in Pittsburgh and in the year in Indianapolis and in Arizona. But every game has its own variations and its own individual matchups and all that. So, you know, he's a very creative coach. He's got a foundation that he builds from, and then he can also expand that into whatever areas he feels like you're vulnerable in. He does a good job of it. So, you know, you kind of know what they want to do, but there are a lot of change-ups. There's a lot of variables that he'll throw at you. And you know, I think if you just read the article last year in Sports Illustrated, you get a sense of how broad their game plan is, how many options they have. I mean, so it'd be impossible to get ready for all those, you know, just based on the volume of what, you know, what they do. But I'd say that's reflected in the way they play. There's a lot of things that are consistent. But then each week there are things that are, you know, you haven't seen before. You wouldn't have been able to practice, whether that's moving players into different positions and doing the same things or doing new things or doing things that come, you know, something they've done a lot of. And then off of that, they set up something else that you haven't seen, but it's a complementary type of play. So tough to prepare for. You know, he does a great job, and they have very, like I said, very good skill players. So they're hard to defend no matter what they're doing.
What have you seen from Bishop Sankey over the last couple of days, and what did you like about him over in there?
You know, it's another guy who did a lot of work on the draft a couple of years ago. He came out with James White, and, you know, player with good skill, running game, passing game. You know, we've used him in the kicking game here in the last couple of days, and, you know, that showed up. He can run. He's athletic. He's another smart kid that, you know, seems like he can handle a decent volume of information. So, it's been good. You know, we're getting to know him, getting to integrate him into our system, and, you know, it's been positive. Like him, like having him.
You view him more as a sub back, or is he a guy who can...
Oh, that's a good question. He's done both, you know, kind of like James has. James, you know, has done that more for us, but in college he carried the ball a lot. Sankey did both at Washington. He can run, he can catch. He's been involved in the return game, special teams, so we'll see how it all plays out, but I think he's got a variety of skills.
I'm wondering your reaction to Rob and Dante being elected captains for the first time.
Good. I mean, it's what the team wanted, and you know, clearly those guys have a lot of respect and a lot of leadership on the team, and that was reflected in what the players felt in choosing them. So, yeah, I mean, I think they're all four guys good selections. And but again, it's who the team wants, and you can just tell by the votes, you know, what the support is, and obviously those four guys had a lot of it, so that's who it should be.
Bill, the NFL doesn't have you designate an emergency quarterback anymore, but should mid-game you have to move beyond Jimmy or Jacoby, who's the next man up?
Yeah, well, we have our plans for that.
And reasons so. Not to reveal it now?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to get into a game plan on Arizona. No, that's not what this is for.
I mean, Julian's thrown a quarterback, thrown a pass for you successfully before. Might he be the guy?
We have plans. Look, we have to back up every position, so we have plans to back them all up.
I want to get your thoughts on Josh Klein. Was he a guy where, you know, some other younger interior offensive lineman just moved ahead of him on the depth chart, or what went into the decision to move past?
Yeah, we just in the end had to do what we felt was best for the team. Have a lot of respect for Josh. You know, undrafted player came in, was on the practice squad, earned his stripes. You know, played a lot of football for us. In the end, we just, you know, can't keep everybody and had to keep the players that we felt like, you know, were best for the team based on the way it's comprised this year, but I'd say, you know, to an extent now. So, yeah, I mean, if we could have kept 54, we would have kept 54, but we can't.
What does it say about how the young interior linemen that you have, first and second year guys in there, have worked to move up the ladder and have earned your trust, obviously?
Yeah, well, it's been a competitive position, and again, versatility is a part of that position, you know, as well. We can only take normally we try to take seven linemen to a game. Sometimes we take an eight, but You know, anytime you have more versatility at those positions, it enables you to manage your roster. And so those guys like Karras and Joe have, you know, shown some position flexibility that give us, you know, more depth with fewer players, if you will. So, and that's all part of it, too.
Bill, I know you don't spend a lot of time on Twitter.
None. You can set that bar below the ground because that's where it's at. It's not even.
Sean Payton spends a little on the Twitter, and he just recognized, you know, the Brady thing just as a show of support. He was asked, you know, why did you do that? And he said, you know, if anyone that knows what he's going through, it's me. And, you know, he talked about the relationship he has with the team and, you know, how much he respects it. And I'm just curious what his support, you know, whether it's to Tom or to you, means when you hear that.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it means a lot. I have a good friendship with Sean. And, you know, we go back quite a ways. We've had a great working relationship, great professional relationship, and a good personal relationship. So always appreciate his support. He's had ours. We've had his. So yeah, can't say that about everybody, but that's, you know, certainly he's been a good friend and a good supporter.
Just to follow up on a different topic, the last 3 years, the top head coaches in terms of wins are you, Bruce Arians, and Pete Carroll, who just so happen to be the three senior coaches, head coaches in the league. I'm curious, you know, if there's anything you see from that in terms of where the experience, you know, helps produce those winning results, or if there's any link there between, you know, being at the top of that list to the wins.
Right. Well, you know, I think obviously I have a lot of respect for Pete and Bruce, and honestly, I'd throw Mike in there too. You know, I think obviously he got a late start, you know, at Minnesota, but I think Mike's, you know, a tremendous coach. He's always been a very good, always been, his units have always been very, very productive. Every place he's been, there's another, you know, experienced coach that's gone in and done very well with that team and that franchise. So, yeah, I think that, you know, you look at those three guys and they've all, you know, they've all done a pretty solid job, you know, with, say, you know, they didn't come into great situations. They had to, you know, build those up, at least at the early part of the early years when they got there. So I give a lot of credit to those three guys. But, yeah, something that doesn't seem like a lot of NFL teams are really that interested in, you know, that they seem more interested in different types of coaching hires. But those three have done extremely, I mean, again, I'd throw Mike in there. I know you didn't, but I'd throw him in there. I think those guys have done really well. A lot of respect for all three of them.
Good nod to, you know, the value of experience. Do you think that's fair to say? Or?
Well, as I've said many times, you know, players win games, and games that we've won here because we've had good players that have gone out and won them. So I certainly wouldn't want to take anything away from the great players that we've had here that have won so many games for us. I mean, that's really where it starts. I mean, care who the coach is, you know, good players, you're not going to win many games at any level. So, I mean, you start with that.
Coach, you mentioned not everybody's had the teams back through their difficulties. Just yesterday on the conference call, the veteran quarterback you're facing made some comments that many people interpreted as saying the Patriots got what they deserved. Does that bug you when the opponent you're facing this week makes such comments?
Yeah, I didn't see it. But, I mean, I have a lot of respect for Carson Palmer. You know, we've known Carson through the years, had him out at the Pro Bowl. Really have a lot of respect for Carson and what he's done in his career, you know, in three different organizations. So, you know, I think he's an outstanding person, outstanding quarterback, great competitor, and, you know, he's had a tremendous career.
Bill, related to Mike's question about older coaches, it would seem that college staffs, NFL staffs are a lot bigger today than they were maybe when you were coming through the ranks in terms of the number of coaches.
Of course, and they've doubled.
Did wearing a lot of hats on a smaller staff help prepare older coaches? How important would that be in terms of being well-rounded coaches and good in all aspects of the game?
Well, it certainly helped me. I mean, I'm not sure if I could speak for a lot of other coaches because I don't know what their individual experiences were, but yeah, it certainly helped me. You know, I was very fortunate in my first job with Coach Marchibroda that the staff they had was small, and he had come from a large staff with George Allen in Washington. So, you know, honestly, I got to do the work that, you know, the Redskins probably had 9 other assistants doing. So it gave me a lot of experience. You know, I got paid what I deserved. I mean, it wasn't about that. But the experience was, you know, was great. And then being able to work in the kicking game, work on special teams at Baltimore, Detroit, Denver, and then the Giants, being able to work on offense at Detroit, being able to work on defense at Baltimore and Denver. And the Giants really gave me, you know, exposure to literally every player on the team, especially as a special teams coach. You know, other than the quarterbacks, maybe a couple situational plays with them, but basically other than the quarterbacks, you're working with every position group and pretty much every player on the roster. So I don't think anything prepared me for being a head coach as well as being a special teams coach did. And also, I'd say the other thing about special teams coach that it forces you to learn a lot about strategy and how the kicking game affects situational football. Not that you don't know that offensively or defensively, but when you're the special teams coach, you understand, I'd say, a little more about the and sometimes you learn the hard way, a little bit about the strategy and the situational play that's involved there. So the fact that those staffs are small, the fact that I was able to have those different experiences at those different organizations, you know, unquestionably was a big benefit, especially that early in my career to have that. So, you know, for those, you know, I mean, you know, Bruce is a head coach. He coached under, you know, some of the great coaches like Bear Bryant, Jackie Sherrill, you know, Bill Cowher, and so forth. I mean, so he's got a long list of mentors, had head coaching experience at the college level, at the professional level, position coach, quarterback coach, coordinator. So, you know, Mike had a lot of experience too. His father's a high school coach, you know, things like that. Pete, obviously, same thing. Coordinator, position coach, head coach, college head coach, pro head coach a couple times, third time in Seattle. Yeah, I mean, it all adds up. You know, sometimes getting kicked around a little bit early in your career, there's sometimes some benefits to what you learn and experience, and then later on at some point maybe it helps you or helps them bring things together a little bit. Yeah.
Coach, you can be a tough judge of yourself.
That's it, guys.
Yep.